Blog Talk Radio.
IWDM
Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Jumla Mubarak and the blessings of Jumla. Today is February 3rd, the year 2023. You're tuned in to the Quranic reading set portion of our Friday service. A half hour, around 2 o'clock, the top of the hour, we will begin the sermon. But at this time here, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran, Surah 18, called Al-Kahf in Arabic or the Cave in English. And in about 25 minutes, we will begin the Jumu'ah service. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahum 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever, and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, Theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ
وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الفلاح حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
We will begin the Jummah in about 2 minutes, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام. الله أكبر الله about La ilaha illallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge, protection with Allah. Minash shaitanir rajim. From Satan, we reject the enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. I bear witness that there is no God but God, but Allah. La sharika lah. No partners, no associates has he. Ashhadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and the peace be upon him. Wa ala alihi wa sahaba Ismail Hamabad, and peace be upon his family, his companions, and us. Ameen. We are grateful and thankful for this day of collection of believers to come together for Salat al-Jumu'ah, a time put aside from other concerns that we have, normal concerns, natural concerns, but not the most important concern at this time. And we are thankful to Allah for making us conscious of this time of Jumu'ah. Best time of the week, the best day of the week, bigger than the two E's. The E's are big in our mind, because we come just once, twice a year. But Jumu'ah is bigger than those days. So whenever we can find the blessed ability, opportunity to come to Jumu'ah, we should be in a hurry. The Quran says, hurry to Jumu'ah. We don't come in here lagging and dragging our feet, you know, like someone has twisted our arm or something. No. You come in with a happy smile. Well, there's a pep in your step. Where you going, man? Someone says you're going to Jumu'ah. You say, well, where are you going? Walking like that. I'm going to Jumu'ah prayer. Yes. Alhamdulillah. So it's a mercy that we are Muslims in our right minds. Don't make sense, but you got to say the truth. Some Muslims are not Muslims in their right mind. Keep watching the news, you see. Yeah. You say, oh my goodness. So we are thankful and grateful, appreciative for Allah giving us our right mind. A good mind that is led by a submissive heart. Keep the heart pure. Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon the Prophet, there is some muscle or flesh, if it is whole, the whole body is whole. But if it is tainted, the whole body is tainted. And he said, it's the heart. The kalba, right, points to the heart. Three times. So we always ask Allah to guide us, protect us. Right? The banner lad is it, Kalubana. The Kalubana is in our hearts. Called his heart, but Kalubana. The now and the end, but the plural is in us. The banner, our Lord, lad is it. Don't let my heart do that. That is it, Kalubana. Their idea for days and nights. Especially after you guided me. You know, mama guide you right so long, and daddy guide you so long, and we have our issues with that. But when Allah has guided you, oh, if they're enough, go on and guess what mama and daddy said. You know how you threaten your little brother, better not tell. You better not tell, you tell mama, let me get you. Right? And that's different, right? But now, being grown up and all on his ass. Oh, the band that last is it Kaluba now, Brad Defidation now. Y'all doing that Molly DJ now. Since you got him, you're right. Yeah. They grant you need from your bounties. Because you give without measure. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So as Muslims, we have a lot to be thankful for, to be grateful for, to be appreciative. And we can pay it back. They got a new phrase the last few years. Very good phrase. It's a pay it forward. You try and pay the person back and say, no. Don't give it to me. Find somebody else. Pay it forward. Man, if the world was the spirit of the world, the world would be a wonderful place. And in many cases, the world is a wonderful place. It's just that bad folks make big news. Hurt make big news. Crime make big news. But the majority of people in our society are not criminal. But they've got a handful of criminals get loose. Headline news. Yeah, that's good, but you have to protect the innocent and punish the guilty. I'm just hoping we can get to the point to where we can punish our own guilty. Well, I'm telling you what I mean by that. We will point the finger at another religion, race, ethnic group when they do wrong. All of a sudden, we have messed up vision when our own do it. We just pass it by. You listen to the Democrats do the same wrong as the Republicans, but both parties can only remember it wrong when the other party do it. But when they do it, they just they have amnesia. So until we can really, you can tell when someone's serious about stopping crime, because they'll stop it right in their tracks, in their home, in their neighborhoods. If anybody done that, crime would go down real quick. Murders would go down real quick. Drug selling would go down real quick. You know it's your boy selling drugs? Or the boy around the corner selling drugs? He ain't had a job in 5 years and his car is bigger than yours. But no, I don't want to turn you in because, okay, yeah, when you or your someone in your family is hooked on drugs, don't get mad. So we ask Allah to give us that people who stand for what's right. It says, tell the truth, even against the rich or the poor, even against your mother or your father, and to bring the home, too. It says, even against your own self. Tell the truth. So we thank Allah for giving us the guidance, the discipline, to be those who are forthright, those who stand for what is right. Now, standing for what is right is good, but the Quran don't stop there. He said, if they stand for what is right, and while they stand for that, they stand again for against what is wrong. Because I think if they can stand for what is right, they have a hard time standing against that which is wrong. So we all suffer. Look, the believers will not do that. We don't do that. So we thank Allah for this wonderful day, this wonderful life, with all the difficulties and all the struggles. People ask me, they say, how you doing? I say, life is fair. Life is fair. It's not going to be the way Michael wanted every day. It's going to be the way Allah had it planned to be every day. And sometimes I may not want to do that. Just to be honest about it, right? Oh, I don't want to be around that person. That person, we don't get along. And Allah put you right in the presence. What you gonna do with it? Yeah. And I've asked myself a lot of times. I asked Allah, what are you gonna get out of this? Because I'm like, I'm not saying it. I'm not feeling it. It's you in charge. I obey you. I follow the model of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, and I obey you. And you know what I don't know. So what are you gonna be getting this? Yes. So we are patient. The Sabareen, right? Patient. You don't rush things. You're patient. Wait and see. And how many times have a good thing got away? We were hurt for a day or two. A good thing got away. I was starting to see something better. And said, oh, okay. Everything's cool now. Because if I got the first good thing, I would miss really a good thing. What's those things? Every knock is a boost. You get knocked down, don't cry. Don't waddle. That knock down is to make you stronger. But that knock down is saving you from something you can't see that's going to harm you. So every knock is really a boost. If you take that attitude, you say, yeah, they were nasty, they were angry, they were even wrong. And they knocked me. But here comes something better. Every knock is a boost. You say, if I am my own, so do you fly? And I say, here comes difficulty, right? I don't want the difficulty. I don't think nobody in their right mind really wants the difficulty until they learn the science of difficulty. Does that make sense? That's the science of difficulty. And the Quran says, he says, inside the difficulty. If this, in my palm of my hand is a difficulty, right? The ease is not outside of my hands. This is the difficulty. The ease is inside. You get you a walnut, that's a hard shell. Right? It's kind of ugly, too, ain't it? But boy, you can get past that shell. Oh, yeah, that's a good meat inside. That's how life is. So Allah says you take a dislike to a thing, then it's good for you. But you begin to like something, that's bad for you. Because Satan, he was decorated, put perfume on it, right? Make it smell good and sweet. You like, you know, licking your lips. I got to have some of that. And you bite into it, and you let it get the teeth back. That's Satan, yes. But Allah tells us in the Quran that Satan has no power over you. Yeah, I think I have it right here. It says here, will you do read the Quran? Seek Allah's protection from Satan, he rejects the enemy. Fa iza qara'ti al-Quran, fa astati billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. When you do read the Quran, seek Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected enemy. No authority has he over you. So he has no authority over you. Inna hu laysa lahu shaytanu al-ladhina aminu wa Allah rabbihim. Yeah, rabbihim. He has no authority over you of those who believe and who put their trust in their Lord. They have no power over us. You can say that enough. Because you can tell Satan, same thing. You haven't had to treat this button or hide around the corner and you ain't careful. He can jump out there and beat you up and make you do something wrong. No, we don't have that in Islam. And Satan has no authority over you. You seek a lot of protection. Satan has no authority over you. None. And the Quran says, fight the schemes of Satan, to show that his schemes are weak for no dear believers. You have no worries about Shaitan. None. You can only worry about him if you give yourself over to him. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have that idea of a pagan in some religions. You think God and Satan having our own wrestle. One day God is on top and one day Satan is on top. The good world and the bad world. No. There's no good world and bad world. Allah is Lord of all the worlds. All the worlds are good. All of them. Every last one of them are good. But Satan will try to deceive your perception of how you see God's good will and take you off course. So we say, I would be like you in this shit, I know about you. Oh, our Lord, we thank you for this day, for this Jummah, for the years of life. Amen. Alhamdulillah. We give the perfect praise to Allah. We are told in the Quran to obey Allah and His messenger, His Rasul, that you may obtain mercy, that you may achieve mercy, the rahmah, the mercy. The mercy of God. Obey Allah and His messenger. Obey Allah and follow His messenger. His messenger, not our messenger. Muhammad is our Nabi. He's our Nabi, right? But he's Allah's messenger. We didn't give him any message to give. None. Allah gave him the message. Twice. Gave it to him in his first life, in his very, in his picture, in his very nature. From the time he was born till he was 40 years old. And it came out in his character, his uswa. But then gave to him again at the age 40, the revelation. And the revelation of the Quran matched perfectly with his nature. And we match for our nature too if we keep it on the right path and pattern. The DNF picture, let's call it, right? DNF picture, the natural religion. So, dear believers, we cannot afford to follow artificial mentalities. This world is full of artificial mentalities. From the song on the radio, honey, I love you, honey, ain't nobody love them like that. The TV shows, the commercials. My dentist, I love her. She said, IUD on your toothbrush is a little dab. But on TV when they show you. Artificial. And then she told me one time, she said, I ain't going to say this, but she said, I need water, you don't need no toothpaste. But it's making big money because they give us an artificial mind, artificial appetites, and they feed it. When you live in a commercial world and a commercial society, a capitalistic society, their goal is to make capital. Do you think the biggest utility is the light bill? Do you think the biggest utility is the gas bill? No. The biggest utility is you and I, that we use this stuff more than we need. That's the call of the shaitan. Pour it on thick, pour it on heavy. They show that those TV commercials show you how you use that laundry detergent, and they go online and look it up, please. They took clothes and washed them 10 times. They used to follow the instructions, wash the one load, right? And they wash it again 9 more times without adding any more soap to it, and they got bubbles each time. Because it's to the benefit of the commercial world to make you overuse, give you an artificial appetite, not just with the burger from McDonald's, but with everything they give us, they give it to us with an artificial mind. And Satan is so devious and so wicked, they would give us religion also but with an artificial mind, to where a man will feel justified with an artificial mind to be his wife, but Muhammad didn't be his wife. He said, after I'm late, I'm going to be his wife. Because he had given an artificial understanding of the woman and a false impression of his own self. And so Muhammad taught against that. He lived against that. And you would think, well, here is the model, Muhammad. And you can't find out once when he hit his wife. And then he told the brute, bang all the muscles. He said, okay, you really got to be this? You can't help yourself? He said, take his twig. Take his feather. Can you imagine a big old man, 6 foot 10, 20 pounds, and he goes, oh, he going to be upset because she going to be laughing. She going to be rolling. She going to be laughing. But the message is opposite of what has been given in the minds of two Muslim men. Yes. And the sisters are affected also. 2 million Muslim sisters don't know their religion. They don't know their religion. So, if it's true, and it is, that if we leave a gap in the prayer line, what's the thing? It says Shaitan will fill that gap. If you follow that logic, if you leave a gap in your Islamic studies, Satan's going to fill that gap also. If you leave a gap, talking about there's a generation gap, no such thing. Satan put that lie out there. That's another artificial idea. Don't follow artificial mentality. How do you avoid following artificial mentality? By following what the Quran says, Deen el Fitra. Follow the Fitra. What is the Fitra? It is not just saying nature, it's saying the original nature, the original pattern. Follow that. So as you read the Quran, follow the Fitra. Follow the noble examples of all the prophets and the combination of all the prophets in Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the combination of all the prophets. That's why it says he ascended the seven heavens and greeted them. And then after he greeted, what did he do? He became their imam. He led them in prayer. What's the message? That he is the conclusion of the prophets. Therefore, he is the conclusion of our human excellence. He is Muhammad, and his conclusion is addressing the question that the angel is asking Allah. He says, you going to make a human being out of mud? Going to cause mischief and bloodshed? What Allah says, I know what you know not. See, they can't see Muhammad in Allah, but we can now. They can't see Muhammad in Jesus, but we can now. They can't see Muhammad in Noah, Moses, but we can now. And they all follow him in prayer. So don't follow artificial thoughts. Don't follow things that seem so nice. And you know what I'm saying? If it sounds too good to be true, it's a lie. They all say, listen, my word, it's a lie. And your soul will not lie to you the first time or the second time. But if you want to take your soul into a mental wrestling match, and you would say, well, you know, I'm only going to do it one time, or, well, you know, you live in America, and since we're in America, we got to go along with America, then that's that wicked mind, that weak mind, should be the weak mind, who's lazy and don't want to follow the Quran. Don't want to obey Allah and follow the Quran and follow Muhammad. That's a lazy mind. All the time looking for a way out. You know, well, you know, it ain't going to hurt if they raise the good girls. Guess this, look at the way them tight pants. we find excuses, don't we? Not the movement, not the believer. We find common sense. And it begins with following the Quran, the book of Allah. And then looking at Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his model. And if we can't find it in those two, what do we do next? You go and you consult the learned people amongst you. But you know, it gets to the point to where we also allow to use our logical mind, our good common sense, if jihad is called, right? To say, I can't get it from the Quran. You better come to an understanding or something. You say, I can't find it in the Quran. You see, you got the life of Muhammad. I can't find it in the life of Muhammad. What do you do with it? If it's logical, it makes sense, follow it, unless it goes against the Quran or the spirit of the Quran. The spirit of the Quran. And once again, your soul won't lie to you. We can call it an unction, a gut feeling. My first mind. It's all, I wasn't saying the Allah speaks to the human being through the intuitive urge. Your best connection of expression to the human being is the Quran itself. The next best expression of Allah talking to us is his physical creation. He's talking right to us through his creation. When the wind blows and the leaves fall and whatever happens, Allah is talking to us, talking to us, talking to us about the oneness and his mercy in creation. Then also Allah will talk to us through our intuition, the intuitive urge. He said, I don't know. I said, what did Muhammad say, the prophet, peace be upon him? What did he say? He said, if you have a question about should you do or not do something, he said, even if you see anybody else doing it, and they see you be at peace doing it. But when you try it, it just don't feel right. What do you say? You don't do it. He didn't say they, you don't do it. So Allah, he recognizes that we as human beings, we have that. Allah gave that to us. Allah gave that to us to protect us. And a lot of times, if you do it anyway, and you get the bad result, what do you say? I should have followed my first mind. Because Allah is talking to you. No, we're not getting revelation. The Quran is done. But understand this in my clothing. The Quran is a book of words. It's not a book of paper. I mean, you think your mind is paper? These hardback cover and the ink and all that. It's just the Quran? No. It's not the Quran. It's a copy of the Quran. The Quran is that which is to be read. There's a reading going on. And when the angel Jibril came to Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Mount Hira, right? Jabal Nur now, right? It's not light. You think he handed Muhammad some paper to read? No. You think he said Bismillah, the divine, and the off? No. He taught him to read. Ikra bismi, a big alabi, kalak. The guidance is in the Quran. Read with the name of your Lord who created all creation. Oh. But you read your own creation. You read your own creation. Allah was talking to you through your own creation. You say, well, how can Allah talk to me through my own creation? Because he created it. Yes. He created it. If a man was on an island, or a whole people were on an island for 1,000 years and never seen a prophet, or never seen a Quran, never seen the Bible, they still would have all the guidance they need from Allah in his creation. And they are in tune with nature. But this world here got a soul fully moved from nature to The sex life is messed up. The food on the at the store is messed up. Hey, you know, because there's an artificial mentality. And if we follow the Quran and Muhammad, we will defeat and get rid of any and all artificial mentality. You understand that? Don't say we got the best religion, but there's one artificial reality artificial and reality don't go together. Artificial or it's reality, right? There's an artificial mentality. You say, well, we got rid of all the artificial mentality except one. Then you say the Quran is like the book. The Quran deals with all the artificial mentality. All of them. In particular, the ones given to us in the name of religion. So, alhamdulillah. Maybe we can talk about that too soon in Talib. How the Quran got rid of all the major artificial mentalities. That's why when Abraham went and lived with them false gods, he didn't worry about the littles. He tore the big one up. You get the big one, you got the rest of them. Yeah? Oh, you did that in reverse psychology. He tore down the little ones and left the big one. Yeah. Thank you. Allah is merciful. And he came back, and then because he wanted him, because that's the one he wanted to kill it in their mind. The big one. Alhamdulillah. The banner, I came into doing that, Pastor Natsuman, so I choose to have the Natsuman, and that's not. I will grant us good athletes in this life, grant us good athletes in life to come, and protect us from the torment of Christ's sin. Amen. You can't make a comment just for that.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الحق متقاطع حتى زرت المكابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لا تعلمون أما يكين يتربون جهيم ثم لتربونها أنا يكين ثم لتصلون يا مائزين آمين نائم. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just paying. How are you? I work with.